It is curious that today's gospel from Luke parallels the first part of last week's gospel from John. They are both very near the ends of each gospel, and they both are essentially a listing of proofs of the resurrection. Most scholars believe that these proofs come from a very old tradition passed down from the original eyewitnesses, rather than taken from a common written source as much of the rest of the Synoptic Gospels are. John and Luke each use this same material to further the main themes of their Gospels. In Luke, this story comes immediately after that of the two disciples who meet Jesus on the road to Emmaus. As in John's Gospel, Luke reports this to have taken place later on the very day of the resurrection. The disciples were gathered in the upper room with the doors locked. The room was haunted by absence and was full of bittersweet memories for them. It is here where the Master had washed their feet and celebrated the Last Supper with them. But it was here too that they had sworn loyalty to him, a loyalty which didn't last even to see the night through. The disciples were wounded individually by fear, doubt, guilt, grief, and despair. But they were also wounded collectively because their unity was broken. Two of their number were absent. One was dead, that was Judas, and the other, Thomas, was going through a crisis of faith. And like all people in pain, they had erected a barrier around themselves. But Jesus didn't wait for them to come to him. He came to them while they were still fearful and guilt-ridden because of their cowardice and betrayal. In one bold move, Jesus broke through that barrier and stood among them. Think about it. He didn't blame them or even scold them for their failing him. There was no blame, no recrimination. He knew how they were feeling, so he didn't rub salt into their wounds. Instead, he brought them something they desperately needed. All he said in greeting was, "Peace be with you." In receiving his peace, they received his forgiveness. At first, they were startled and terrified. Then suddenly, the greatness and wonder of it struck them. Death had been overcome. Evil had been overcome. Their sins and betrayal had been overcome. Good had triumphed. Love had triumphed. Life had triumphed. The humble Jesus had triumphed over all the evil forces that had been arrayed against him. A fresh start was possible. As a result, they were filled with joy. Jesus' approach was so gentle. There was no harshness in him. The humble Jesus who triumphed over death gave courage to his crushed disciples, healed their wounds, renewed their hope, gave them life, and empowered them. From utter collapse and failure, something totally and utterly new arose. The result was that they not only believed in him, but also believed in themselves. What a joy to be fully known and fully loved at the same time. Easter doesn't take away our pain or remove our fears, but it does introduce a new element into our lives. It gives a meaning to our pain. It lights it up with hope. All is different because Jesus is alive and speaks his words of peace to us as he spoke them to his disciples. When we fail under trial and temptation, We can draw encouragement from the story of Jesus' own disciples, all of whom failed him during the Passion. Therefore, there is a quiet joy among us and a deep sense of peace because we know that life is stronger than death. Thanks be to God.